This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
The light beam generator. According to its proponents, this instrument works by radiating light photons that assist in restoring the cell's normal energy state, thus promoting healing. The Mora. This instrument is supposed to receive electromagnetic signals directly from the body, detect any aberrant wave patterns, and replace them with normal waves delivered back to the patient via the acupoints that correspond to the diseased area. The sound probe. This device emits a pulsed tone of three alternating frequencies that can destroy any foreign matter, such as viruses and bacteria, that is not in resonance with the body. Stationary magnetic field on the initial stages of barley plant development was evaluated. A stationary magnetic field has a stimulating effect on the first stages of growth of barley seeds for all exposure time studied. When germinating barley seeds were subjected to a magnetic field of 125 MT for different times, 1, 10, 20, and 60 minutes, 24 hours, and chronic exposure, increases in length and weight were observed. Magnetic increases and in measured parameters were obtained when the time of exposure to magnetic field was long, 24 hours and chronic. However, the exposure for a short time, 1 minute, had a similar effect on growth. Cymatic instruments. According to proponents, each organ and tissue in the body emits sounds at a particular harmonic frequency, which can be recognized by the cymatic device. Furthermore, it's said that any disturbances can be remedied by bathing the site of the problem with sounds tuned to the frequency pattern found in the organ's healthy state.
Oh, my God. this is one of the most common behaviors of biosystems. This paper is devoted to clarifying the stochastic answer given to white noise excitation of biosystems. It is assumed that a living system in general is a bifurcated self-organizing system and has cyclic symmetry with infinite degrees of freedom, and stationary random stochastic processes characterize their dynamism. We show that this bifurcation characterizes all levels of bioactivity, and the white noise excited biosystem has a filter function and generates a pink noise spectrum. Energy flow in the human primate animal is able to be detected, categorized, and manipulated on many levels. Those energy flows, which are an expression of the basic homeostatic mechanisms of the coordinated organ systems of the body, are ultimately the result of gene expression. Gene expression is responsible for the organization in space of the aggregation of matter, which comprises the organic body. This aggregation of matter has an overall bioelectromagnetic field, which is in resonance with the geomagnetic field, GMF, of the Earth, and also with that of the solar system, Interplanetary Electromagnetic Field Matrix, SSIEFM. All these fields are in dynamic equilibrium, with the smaller in resonance with the larger. Disruptions in the capacity for maintaining resonant energy flow through the matter aggregation of the human body are responsible for the eventual expression of disease in humans. Fundamental elements of a human aura bioelectromagnetic field may be described as three dynamically vectored energy flows. The primary energy flow in dynamic equilibrium is vectored in the long axis of the body from head to base of the spine through seven nodal points. There are two secondary energy flows also in dynamic equilibrium. One is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the left and right sides of the body, and the other is the bimodal vector flow from the seven nodal points to the front and back of the body. Depending upon the maturity of the individual, the overall resulting field may be pear-shaped, ellipsoid, or spherical. Fluctuations in the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, of our solar system and the geomagnetic field, GMF, of our Earth are rhythmic in nature. These ubiquitous and pervasive background fluctuations are modified by local conditions of the Earth's crust and positions of the sun and moon at any one location on the Earth. It is these natural fluctuations within which all organic life on Earth has evolved and continues to evolve. Another advantage of the narrow squat band pass is that it causes less stress to the patient than a broad band frequency pass. In addition, a broad band frequency band has the drawback that frequency portions can mutually eliminate each other and are then not effective for therapy. This is not the case with the frequency run of the narrow band pass. Years of experiments with broadband circuits, high and low pass, and with a narrow frequency run of a band pass have shown clearly the superiority of the narrow sweeping band pass. The initial deterioration which occurred with a broadband circuit has largely disappeared with the use of the frequency run. The band pass covers all frequencies, including the harmonics. The harmonic signals are not pure sine wave oscillations, but also have harmonics which determine the isolation characteristics. If increasingly higher potencies are then given at short intervals one after another, an improvement in condition is found which at a particular potency the patient feels well again. In the case of fainting, the patient returned to consciousness at the neutralizing potency. The patient periodically responded negatively and positively to the rising potency series. The neutralizing potencies were found to differ between patients from day to day, particularly as therapy progresses. In the second stage, we allowed electromagnetic signals from a sine wave generator to act upon the patient via an antenna. The frequency of the generator has changed incrementally from the millihertz to the gigahertz range. Interestingly, the same kind of periodic behavior was noted here also with numerous neutralizing frequencies. The two therapeutic modalities, homeopathic and sine waves, were interchangeable. If a glass of drinking water or physiological saline solution was placed in front of the antenna of a sine wave generator for 15 minutes, and a drop of the liquid treated in this manner was placed on the tongue or back of the hand, which had previously been put into a negative reaction position, the same neutralizing effect could be achieved as with the matching potency of the allergen or the frequency of the generator. The water had therefore been imprinted with the information from the sine wave generator and was subsequently found to retain it for several days. Thank you. According to its proponents, this instrument works by radiating light photons that assist in restoring the cell's normal energy state, thus promoting healing. The Mora. This instrument is supposed to receive electromagnetic signals directly from the body, detect any aberrant wave patterns, and replace them with normal waves delivered back to the patient via the acupoints that correspond to the diseased area. The sound probe. This device emits a pulsed tone of three alternating frequencies that can destroy any foreign matter, such as viruses and bacteria, that is not in resonance with the body. In this paper, the influence of a stationary magnetic field on the initial stages of barley plant development was evaluated. A stationary magnetic field has a stimulating effect on the first stages of growth of barley seeds for all exposure time studied. When germinating barley seeds were subjected to a magnetic field of 125 MT for different times, 1, 10, 20, and 60 minutes, 24 hours, and chronic exposure, increases in length and weight were observed. Magnetic increases in a measured parameters were obtained when the time of exposure to magnetic field was long, 24 hours and chronic. However, the exposure for a short time, 1 minute, had a similar effect on growth. Cymatic instruments. According to proponents, each organ and tissue in the body emits sounds at a particular harmonic frequency, which can be recognized by the cymatic device. Furthermore, it's said that any disturbances can be remedied by bathing the site of the problem with sounds tuned to the frequency pattern found in the organ's healthy state. Pink noise is one of the most common behaviors of biosystems. This paper is devoted to clarifying the stochastic answer given to white noise excitation of biosystems. It is assumed that a living system in general is a bifurcated self-organizing system and has cyclic symmetry with infinite degrees of freedom. and stationary random stochastic processes characterize their dynamism. We show that this bifurcation characterizes all levels of bioactivity, and the white noise excited biosystem has a filter function and generates a pink noise spectrum. Energy flow in the human primate animal is able to be detected, categorized, and manipulated on many levels. Those energy flows, which are an expression of the basic homeostatic mechanisms of the coordinated organ systems of the body, are ultimately the result of gene expression. Gene expression is responsible for the organization in space of the aggregation of matter, which comprises the organic body. This aggregation of matter has an overall bioelectromagnetic field, which is in resonance with the geomagnetic field, GMF, of the Earth, and also with that of the solar system, Interplanetary Electromagnetic Field Matrix, SSIEFM. All these fields are in dynamic equilibrium, with the smaller in resonance with the larger. Disruptions in the capacity for maintaining resonant energy flow through the matter aggregation of the human body are responsible for the eventual expression of disease in humans. The fundamental elements of the human aura bioelectromagnetic field may be described as three dynamically vectored energy flows. The primary energy flow in dynamic equilibrium is vectored in the long axis of the body from head to base of the spine through seven nodal points. There are two secondary energy flows also in dynamic equilibrium. One is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the left and right sides of the body, and the other is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the front and back of the body. Depending upon the maturity of the individual, the overall resulting field may be pear-shaped, ellipsoid, or spherical. Fluctuations in the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, of our solar system and the geomagnetic field, GMF, of our Earth are rhythmic in nature. These ubiquitous and pervasive background fluctuations are modified by local conditions of the Earth's crust and positions of the Sun and Moon at any one location on the Earth. It is these natural fluctuations within which all organic life on Earth has evolved and continues to evolve.
Oh,
further advantage of the narrow swept band pass is that it causes less stress to the patient than a broad band frequency pass. In addition, a broad band frequency band has the drawback that frequency portions can mutually eliminate each other and are then not effective for therapy. This is not the case with the frequency run of the narrow band pass. Years of experiments with broadband circuits, high and low pass, and with the narrow frequency run of a band pass have shown clearly the superiority of a narrow sweeping band pass. The initial deterioration which occurred with the broadband circuit has largely disappeared with the use of the frequency run. The band pass covers all frequencies, including harmonics. The harmonic signals are not pure sine wave oscillations, but also have harmonics which determine the isolation characteristics. If increasingly higher potencies are then given at short intervals, one after another, an improvement in condition is found which, at a particular potency, the patient feels well again. In the case of fainting, the patient returned to consciousness at the neutralizing potency. The patient periodically responded negatively and positively to the rising potency series. The neutralizing potencies were found to differ between patients from day to day, particularly as therapy progresses. In the second stage, we allowed electromagnetic signals from a sine wave generator to act upon the patient via an antenna. The frequency of the generator has changed incrementally from the millihertz to the gigahertz range. Interestingly, the same kind of periodic behavior was noted here also with numerous neutralizing frequencies. The two therapeutic modalities, homeopathic and sine waves, were interchangeable. If a glass of drinking water or physiological saline solution was placed in front of the antenna of a sine wave generator for 15 minutes, and a drop of the liquid treated in this manner was placed on the tongue or back of the hand, which had previously been put into a negative reaction position, the same neutralizing effect could be achieved as with the matching potency of the allergen or the frequency of the generator. The water had therefore been imprinted with the information from the sine wave generator and was subsequently found to retain it for several days. Generator. According to its proponents, this instrument works by radiating light photons that assist in restoring the cell's normal energy state, thus promoting healing. The Mora. This instrument is supposed to receive electromagnetic signals directly from the body detect any aberrant wave patterns and replace them with normal waves delivered back to the patient via the acupoints that correspond to the diseased area. The sound probe. This device emits a pulsed tone of three alternating frequencies that can destroy any foreign matter, such as viruses and bacteria, that is not in resonance with the body. Of a stationary magnetic field on the initial stages of barley plant development was evaluated. A stationary magnetic field has a stimulating effect on the first stages of growth of barley seeds for all exposure time studied. When germinating barley seeds were subjected to a magnetic field of 125 MT for different times, 1, 10, 20, and 60 minutes, 24 hours in chronic exposure, increases in length and weight were observed. Magnetic increases in measured parameters were obtained when the time of exposure to magnetic field was long, 24 hours in chronic. However, the exposure for a short time, 1 minute, had a similar effect on growth. Particular harmonic frequency, which can be recognized by the cymatic device. Furthermore, it's said that any disturbances can be remedied by bathing the site of the problem with sounds tuned to the frequency pattern found in the organ's healthy state. Common behaviors of biosystems. This paper is devoted to clarifying the stochastic answer given to white noise excitation of biosystems. It is assumed that a living system in general is a bifurcative self-organizing system and has cyclic symmetry with infinite degrees of freedom, and stationary random stochastic processes characterize their dynamism. We show that this bifurcation characterizes all levels of bioactivity, and the white noise excited biosystem has a filter function and generates a pink noise spectrum. energy flow in the human primate animal is able to be detected, categorized, and manipulated on many levels. Those energy flows, which are an expression of the basic homeostatic mechanisms of the coordinated organ systems of the body, are ultimately the result of gene expression. Gene expression is responsible for the organization in space of the aggregation of matter, which comprises the organic body. This aggregation of matter has an overall bioelectromagnetic field, which is in resonance with the geomagnetic field, GMF, of the Earth, and also with that of the solar system, Interplanetary Electromagnetic Field Matrix, SSIEFM. All these fields are in dynamic equilibrium with the smaller in resonance with the larger. Disruptions in the capacity for maintaining resonant energy flow through the matter aggregation of the human body are responsible for the eventual expression of disease in humans. Fundamental elements of the human aura bioelectromagnetic field may be described as three dynamically vectored energy flows. The primary energy flow in dynamic equilibrium is vectored in the long axis of the body from head to base of the spine through seven nodal points. There are two secondary energy flows also in dynamic equilibrium. One is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the left and right sides of the body, and the other is the bimodal vector flow from the seven nodal points to the front and back of the body. Depending upon the maturity of the individual, the overall resulting field may be pear-shaped, ellipsoid, or spherical. Fluctuations in interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, of our solar system and the geomagnetic field, GMF, of our Earth are rhythmic in nature. These ubiquitous and pervasive background fluctuations are modified by local conditions of the Earth's crust and positions of the Sun and Moon at any one location on the Earth. It is these natural fluctuations within which all organic life on Earth has evolved and continues to evolve. Swept band pass is that it causes less stress to the patient than a broad band frequency pass. In addition, a broad band frequency band has the drawback that frequency portions can mutually eliminate each other and are then not effective for therapy. This is not the case with the frequency run of the narrow band pass. Years of experiments with broadband circuits, high and low pass, and with the narrow frequency run of the band pass have shown clearly the superiority of a narrow sweeping band pass. The initial deterioration which occurred with a broadband circuit has largely disappeared with the use of a frequency run. The bandpass covers all frequencies, including the harmonics. The harmonic signals are not pure sine wave oscillations, but also have harmonics which determine the isolation characteristics. If increasingly higher potencies are then given at short intervals, one after another, an improvement in condition is found which, at a particular potency, the patient feels well again. In the case of fainting, the patient returned to consciousness at the neutralizing potency. The patient periodically responded negatively and positively to the rising potency series. The neutralizing potencies were found to differ between patients from day to day, particularly as therapy progresses. In the second stage, we allowed electromagnetic signals from a sine wave generator to act upon the patient via an antenna. The frequency of the generator has changed incrementally from the millihertz to the gigahertz range. Interestingly, the same kind of periodic behavior was noted here also with numerous neutralizing frequencies. The two therapeutic modalities, homeopathic and sine waves, were interchangeable. If a glass of drinking water or physiological saline solution was placed in front of the antenna of a sine wave generator for 15 minutes, and a drop of the liquid treated in this manner was placed on the tongue or back of the hand, which had previously been put into a negative reaction position, the same neutralizing effect could be achieved as with the matching potency of the allergen or the frequency of the generator. The water had therefore been imprinted with the information from the sine wave generator and was subsequently found to retain it for several days. Restoring the cell's normal energy state, thus promoting healing. Gamora. This instrument is supposed to receive electromagnetic signals directly from the body, detect any aberrant wave patterns, and replace them with normal waves delivered back to the patient via the acupoints that correspond to the diseased area. The sound probe. This device emits a pulsed tone of three alternating frequencies that can destroy any foreign matter, such as viruses and bacteria, that is not in resonance with the body. this paper, the influence of a stationary magnetic field on the initial stages of barley plant development was evaluated. A stationary magnetic field has a stimulating effect on the first stages of growth of barley seeds for all exposure time studied. When germinating barley seeds were subjected to a magnetic field of 125 NT for different times, 1, 10, 20, and 60 minutes, 24 hours in chronic exposure, increases in length and weight were observed. Magnetic increases in measured parameters were obtained when the time of exposure to magnetic field was long, 24 hours in chronic. However, the exposure for a short time, 1 minute, had a similar effect on growth. Cymatic instruments. According to proponents, each organ and tissue in the body emits sounds at a particular harmonic frequency, which can be recognized by the cymatic device. Furthermore, it's said that any disturbances can be remedied by bathing the site of the problem with sounds tuned to the frequency pattern found in the organ's healthy state. One of the most common behaviors of biosystems. This paper is devoted to clarifying the stochastic answer given to white noise excitation of biosystems. It is assumed that a living system in general is a bifurcated self-organizing system and has cyclic symmetry with infinite degrees of freedom, and stationary random stochastic processes characterize their dynamism. We show that this bifurcation characterizes all levels of bioactivity, and the white noise excited biosystem has a filter function and generates a pink noise spectrum. Energy flow in the human primate animal is able to be detected, categorized, and manipulated on many levels. Those energy flows, which are an expression of the basic homeostatic mechanisms of the coordinated organ systems of the body, are ultimately the result of gene expression. Gene expression is responsible for the organization in space of the aggregation of matter, which comprises the organic body. This aggregation of matter has an overall bioelectromagnetic field, which is in resonance with the geomagnetic field, GMF, of the Earth, and also with that of the solar system, Interplanetary Electromagnetic Field Matrix, SSIEFM. All these fields are in dynamic equilibrium with the smaller in resonance with the larger. disruptions in the capacity for maintaining resonant energy flow through the matter aggregation of the human body are responsible for the eventual expression of disease in humans. Fundamental elements of the human aura bioelectromagnetic field may be described as three dynamically vectored energy flows. The primary energy flow in dynamic equilibrium is vectored in the long axis of the body from head to base of the spine through seven nodal points. There are two secondary energy flows also in dynamic equilibrium. One is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the left and right sides of the body, and the other is the bimodal vector flow from the seven nodal points to the front and back of the body. Depending upon the maturity of the individual, the overall resulting field may be pear-shaped, ellipsoid, or spherical. Fluctuations in the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, of our solar system and the geomagnetic field, GMF, of our Earth are rhythmic in nature. These ubiquitous and pervasive background fluctuations are modified by local conditions of the Earth's crust and positions of the Sun and Moon at any one location on the Earth. It is these natural fluctuations within which all organic life on Earth has evolved and continues to evolve. Swept band pass is that it causes less stress to the patient than a broad band frequency pass. In addition, a broad band frequency band has the drawback that frequency portions can mutually eliminate each other and are then not effective for therapy. This is not the case with the frequency run of the narrow band pass. Years of experiments with broadband circuits, high and low pass, and with the narrow frequency run of a band pass have shown clearly the superiority of the narrow sweeping band pass. The initial deterioration which occurred with the broadband circuit has largely disappeared with the use of the frequency run. The band pass covers all frequencies, including the harmonics. The harmonic signals are not pure sine wave oscillations, but also have harmonics which determine the isolation characteristics. If increasingly higher potencies are then given at short intervals one after another, an improvement in condition is found which at a particular potency the patient feels well again. In the case of fainting, the patient returned to consciousness at the neutralizing potency. The patient periodically responded negatively and positively to the rising potency series. The neutralizing potencies were found to differ between patients from day to day, particularly as therapy progresses. In the second stage, we allowed electromagnetic signals from a sine wave generator to act upon the patient via an antenna. The frequency of the generator has changed incrementally from the millihertz to the gigahertz range. Interestingly, the same kind of periodic behavior was noted here also with numerous neutralizing frequencies. The two therapeutic modalities, homeopathic and sine waves, were interchangeable. A glass of drinking water or physiological saline solution was placed in front of the antenna of a sine wave generator for 15 minutes, and a drop of the liquid treated in this manner was placed on the tongue or back of the hand, which had previously been put into a negative reaction position. The same neutralizing effect could be achieved as with the matching potency of the allergen or the frequency of the generator. The water had therefore been imprinted with the information from the sine wave generator and was subsequently found to retain it for several days. In this paper, the influence of a stationary magnetic field on the initial stages of barley plant development was evaluated. A stationary magnetic field has a stimulating effect on the first stages of growth of barley seeds for all exposure time studied. When germinating barley seeds were subjected to a magnetic field of 125 MT for different times, 1, 10, 20, and 60 minutes, 24 hours, and chronic exposure, increases in length and weight were observed. magnetic increases in measured parameters were obtained when the time of exposure to magnetic field was long, 24 hours and counting. However, the exposure for a short time, 1 minute, had a similar effect on growth. Cymatic instruments. According to proponents, each organ and tissue in the body emits sounds at a particular harmonic frequency, which can be recognized by the cymatic device. Furthermore, it's said that any disturbances can be remedied by bathing the site of the problem with sounds tuned to the frequency pattern found in the organ's healthy state. Pink noise is one of the most common behaviors of biosystems. This paper is devoted to clarifying the stochastic answer given to white noise excitation of biosystems. It is assumed that a living system in general is a bifurcative self-organizing system and has cyclic symmetry with infinite degrees of freedom, and stationary random stochastic processes characterize their dynamism. We show that this bifurcation characterizes all levels of bioactivity, and the white noise excited biosystem has a filter function and generates a pink noise spectrum. Energy flow in the human primate animal is able to be detected, categorized, and manipulated on many levels. Those energy flows, which are an expression of the basic homeostatic mechanisms of the coordinated organ systems of the body, are ultimately the result of gene expression. Gene expression is responsible for the organization in space of the aggregation of matter, which comprises the organic body. This aggregation of matter has an overall bioelectromagnetic field, which is in resonance with the geomagnetic field, GMF, of the Earth, and also with that of the solar system, Interplanetary Electromagnetic Field Matrix, SSIEFM. All these fields are in dynamic equilibrium, with the smaller in resonance with the larger. Disruptions in the capacity for maintaining resonant energy flow through the matter aggregation of the human body are responsible for the eventual expression of disease in humans. The fundamental elements of a human aura bioelectromagnetic field may be described as three dynamically vectored energy flows. The primary energy flow in dynamic equilibrium is vectored in the long axis of the body from head to base of the spine through seven nodal points. There are two secondary energy flows also in dynamic equilibrium. One is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the left and right sides of the body, and the other is the bimodal vectored flow from the seven nodal points to the front and back of the body. Depending upon the maturity of the individual, the overall resulting field may be pear-shaped, ellipsoid, or spherical. Fluctuations in the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, of our solar system and the geomagnetic field, GMF, of our Earth are rhythmic in nature. These ubiquitous and pervasive background fluctuations are modified by local conditions of the Earth's crust and positions of the Sun and Moon at any one location on the Earth. It is these natural fluctuations within which all organic life on Earth has evolved and continues to evolve. A further advantage of the narrow swept band pass is that it causes less stress to the patient than a broad band frequency pass. In addition, a broad band frequency band has the drawback that frequency portions can mutually eliminate each other and are then not effective for therapy. This is not the case with the frequency run of the narrow band pass. Years of experiments with broadband circuits, high and low pass, and with the narrow frequency run of the band pass have shown clearly the superiority of the narrow sweeping band pass. The initial deterioration which occurred with the broadband circuit has largely disappeared with the use of the frequency run. The band pass covers all frequencies, including the harmonics. The harmonic signals are not pure sine wave oscillations, but also have harmonics which determine the isolation characteristics. If increasingly higher potencies are then given at short intervals one after another, an improvement in condition is found which at a particular potency the patient feels well again. In the case of fainting, the patient returned to consciousness at the neutralizing potency. The patient periodically responded negatively and positively to the rising potency series. The neutralizing potencies were found to differ between patients from day to day, particularly as therapy progresses. In the second stage, we allowed electromagnetic signals from a sine wave generator to act upon the patient via an antenna. The frequency of the generator has changed incrementally from the millihertz to the gigahertz range. Interestingly, the same kind of periodic behavior was noted here also with numerous neutralizing frequencies. The two therapeutic modalities, homeopathic and sine waves, were interchangeable. If a glass of drinking water or physiological saline solution was placed in front of the antenna of a sine wave generator for 15 minutes, and a drop of the liquid treated in this manner was placed on the tongue or back of the hand, which had previously been put into a negative reaction position, the same neutralizing effect could be achieved as with the matching potency of the allergen or the frequency of the generator. The water had therefore been imprinted with the information from the sine wave generator and was subsequently found to retain it for several days.